You're listening to Viz City, KLCC's Arts Review Program. Hundreds of Eugenians were amazed at the recent multimedia Eugene Ballet performance of Pierre Gint. Dreamlike watercolor images floated in the background, drawing gasps from the crowd. The performance is over, but the opportunity to see the original watercolors by Satoko Matsuji at the White Lotus Gallery is still available until May 12.
This project is very interesting to me because Tony Pinball, who is the artistic director of Eugene Ballet, approached me and then see if I would be interested in creating an image for her Pierre Gint Eugene Ballet performance.
The quiet elegance of this show in the White Lotus seems very different from the Holt Center Performance Hall, Satoko explains.
They are two different things going on here. All the larger paintings, which are 22 by 30s, they were photographed first, and then they will be projected on the stage.
Satoko further explains that when these watercolors on the gallery wall were projected during the ballet, they were 45 by 35 feet. It was a multimedia production of painting, video, lighting, and, of course, dance. She points out and describes a series of abstracted images.
So this is a tent scene in the desert. It is so like scene of seduction by Anita, who is a woman in the desert. And so she seduces Pierre Gint into the tent, and then at the end he will be left alone.
Satoko uses lush color and emotionally intense abstraction to express the variable moods of the ballet, which works very well as a gallery show. Satoko's show runs through May 12. The White Lotus Gallery is downtown at 767 Willamette. Viz City is co-produced by Sandy Brown Jensen and Terry Way.